This podcast is brought to you by lineupmedia.fm. It's time to step up to the plate with Jim, Steve, Fish, and former two-time Gold Glover World Series champion, Benji Molina.
A swing and a miss, and that's the winner! That's the winner! A World Series winner for the Cardinals!
Ranger, that is! In the left field, December 3000, a run is scored!
Smith courts one into right down the line. It may go! Go crazy, folks! Go crazy!
A high pop ball! The Clover's there! The Cardinals won the pennant! The Cardinals won the pennant! The Cardinals won the pennant!
Breeze hits it in the air to center. We will see you tomorrow night.
Swing and a miss! The Cardinals are world champions for 2006.
In the air to left, well hit. Back is Craig. What a team. What a ride. The Cardinals are world champs in 2011.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to this week's edition of Two Birds on a Bat, your St. Louis Cardinals fan podcast, coming to you from the Patio Studios, the original party place for St. Louis Cardinals fans everywhere. And of course, we always suggest you stop by pregame and postgame to the best party place in St. Louis. And want to remind you to thank our friend Randy Green with InnovativeCompanies.com, home of the construction team, heating and cooling team, and electric team. They take care of residential, commercial, and industrial work. Randy Green is a name you can know and trust. He's 35 years experience, second-generation craftsman. And as we always say, man of his word. If he shakes your hand, looks you in the eye, it's going to get done, going to get done right. That's what I love about Randy. Old school, still believes a handshake and his word means something, and that's why he's the guy I want on my team. That's Randy Green with InnovatedCompanies.com. Well, speaking of team, I'm not going to mess around here. I'm going to bring in the team and somebody that I want on my side every day of the week and twice on Sunday on the M4byYachty.com hotline, the one, the only, Benji Molina. What's going on, buddy?
What's going on, guys? I'm ready to go, man. Let's get this show going.
Back in studio with us is intern Will, Big Will. What's going on, Will?
Nothing much. Happy the birds are turning it around.
Yeah, well, let's hope so. It was nice to take two of three over the weekend from the Diamondbacks. Friday didn't really start out all that great and kind of felt like, oh, boy, you know. But then they come back strong on Saturday and Sunday, and it looks like maybe Mr. Goldschmidt might be waking up a little bit. That'd be nice, I think. Get him rolling and a welcome sighting of Tyler O'Neill, who I think we all are intrigued by when it comes to skill, and other guys as well. I'm going to start with my good friend Benji here. Benji, you've seen a lot of talented guys over the years, and it seems like Tyler O'Neill's becoming one of those guys that people are calling for him because of his skill set. I think there's been times where he's gotten opportunities and has looked good. I think there's times where he's gotten opportunities and looked overmatched. I think, you know, people wonder, is he going to be one of these quote-unquote 4A players, these guys that just destroy the minors but come up here and can't be consistent? What do you see out of Tyler O'Neill that gives you hope that he may fulfill his potential?
Well, I see a lot of, obviously, talent, you know, like you just mentioned. You know, it's easy to see from far how talented that guy is. He can fly, flat-out fly in the outfield, flat-out fly in the bases. He can throw, he can catch, he can track a ball. I mean, he has it all. He has power. The only thing is the swing and miss, but this is the new era, which a lot of people don't even give a crap if he strike out 200 times, you know? So why do we worry about that? Why do we have always say or mention one thing about the strikeouts, or why do we even have to go there? Because seriously, this is the era of strikeouts, and everybody's going to strike out, and all the talented players, you don't want that. You don't want him to strike out that many times, but if he's going to do that and then do the what they want, which is 20-plus home runs, maybe 30, and then close to 100 RBIs, I hope, I don't see why we can't have it. Everybody have those guys in their club. I mean, Joey Gallo was one of them for a few years. That comes to mind. Guys like that has been on the team. So I don't see why not giving him the chance. Right now, we have a problem with Bader. We have a problem with Fowler. Not a problem. It's just that they haven't performed to what they want, you know, not me. They haven't performed into what they could do it. So it's a problem for a team. We have Wong doing the same thing, you know, and he's just normal, you know, like 240s and you know, being a normal Wong, and that's what we got for a few years. I don't see why not give this kid an opportunity already. Why not? Just when Ozuna comes back, Ozuna in left, let O'Neal play center, and let Martinez play right, and let's go with it and see what happens. Unless Fowler catch fire, Bader catches fire, or something like that, you know, mix it up. But other than that, I like the kid. I like his potential. Like we said, I don't like the word potential, but I like what he brings. I mean, obviously. So I'm okay with him. I don't have any trouble with him. This is a new era, I guess, and you have to adjust. So we have a guy that could do it, man, and can play the way they want. So why not give him a chance? I mean, we don't got nothing to lose, I tell you. We keep having the last two games, Jimbo, and Will, this we score first in the first inning. But I tell you, for so long, we found ourselves with one hit in 5 innings or one hit in 6 innings, sometimes in 7 innings, one hit. So to see the runs in the first, it was just a lift, man. And they probably didn't know what to do with them after the first inning.
I know I didn't, so yeah, I'm with you.
Know, me and Paulo were discussing this on the air, and I was like, wow, now what do we do now? You know, after that. So it's part of it, you know, guys. It's part of a season. But I, from now on, I want to put my best guys out there. And for me, Carpenter is kind of hard to watch right now. And he would tell you he's pissed at himself, too. He's not performing well. So why not let Munoz have some ABs? I mean, we got nothing to lose unless you don't care about the season, unless you don't care about winning. Then let your lineup be the same. But those guys that are struggling, man, they need some change. And we have guys in the bench that could do a little better right now. So why not try it?
Yeah, it's interesting because, you know, like we talked about, it came up at Patty O's in our live session Friday at Patty O's. You know, the fans, we don't care how much money somebody makes. We want what we feel. And again, I say we because we all have different opinions. And that's fine. Everybody's entitled to one. We all see what we see. But we all want them to put what we feel are the best 8 guys out there. And I've said it right now,
do you feel that way?
Well, not all the time. No, I don't. And that's the thing.
Not all the time? When was the best one?
Well, I've liked our lineup when they've put Munoz in and Tommy Edmond in and Tyler O'Neill in, because right now I like the way those guys are playing. And I've said it once and I'll say it again. I'm out. Like, on, I've had enough of Matt Carpenter, and I've, you know.
Well, that's good, though.
Yeah,
those are good lineups, but what you still have 3 guys in that lineup, 2 at least, that are not performing. You know, they're not performing for slump. This is not a slump. You know, this is not a slump. I hope they don't see it as a slump.
Well, and
that's not a slump.
And that's kind of my point where I'm going with this is, if it, like, I guess for just making it simple, if we were talking about one player here, we wouldn't be where we're at today. If we were just talking about, we need to get this one guy to line up. But as you're just mentioning, we're talking about anywhere from 3 to 5 guys. And that's where the problem lies. Is that not, I mean, am I missing something there? But when you have anywhere from 3 to 5 guys in your everyday lineup that are severely underperforming, the recipe is to be 500.
Yeah. You have former players. We had former players that I've had a chance to talk to in these days, right? Fernando Viña, Juan Acevedo, guys that played the game before from other teams. You cannot have 4 guys out of your starting lineup not performing or being in a slump, because that's not a slump, like I said. But you cannot have 4 or 5 guys struggling big time and expect to win against eight guys that are okay. I'm not saying great. I'm not saying eight guys on the other team are great. I'm saying eight guys are okay. And you expect to win with three or four guys on your lineup? I mean, that's hard to do, man. That's really tough to do. When you have guys striking out four times a game on a regular basis, three times, four times, it's a problem, and I hope they address it. I mean, that's the only way to see it, right? I mean, we're fans. We want to see this thing change. We want the players to do well. But, man, it's really, at times, it's just really hard to watch, at least for former players, you know, because I had a chance to talk to them, and they say the same thing, you know, without me even asking. I talked to Gary Gaetti. I don't know if you remember that name.
Yeah.
But Gary Gaetti was there yesterday or the other day, and he told me the same thing. He said, Bimo, you cannot have guys striking out four times a game on a regular basis. You cannot have guys struggling. You cannot have the lineup four or five guys struggling out of a lineup. And then you got to compete with guys that have eight guys hitting. You're asking a lot of your pitchers. And then if the pitcher doesn't perform, then you kill the pitcher. Then you criticize the pitching. But the lineup, man, one hit every the first five, six innings for a while. This is not a little bit. This is for a while. So it is really hard to even watch. Do they have the potential to or the talent to get away from it? Yeah, they do. They do. But remember last show what we said? They have to do it. They have to start doing it.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting from a team perspective, you know, where they go from here, because, you know, we've talked about different clubs and who might get hot. And then obviously the Cubs won all three games over the weekend. And it's like, okay, we took two or three and lost a game. You know, it's like, okay, you know, this is, you know, you sit around and wait, and things don't go your way. And then the next thing you know, when you do catch up, maybe the other team. That was the thing about this division. All three of these teams are sitting here, and while obviously the Cubs and the Brewers are in front of us, they didn't pull away. We didn't take advantage of the fact that they didn't play their best baseball and kind of put ourselves in a position to be in front of them after, you know, except for that run at the very beginning of the season. Other than that, it's been kind of, I hate to use this word, but it's been kind of humdrum. And that's really what it feels like. And that's, you know, which is basically how you would describe being a 500 team. That's how I would expect you to describe the team. Unless you had a Mark McGwire on the team breaking home run records, it's kind of humdrum, right? I mean, we want a baller. We, like you always say, we want ballers. We want guys that can play. We want guys that can lift this team and put us back where we need to be. And, you know, I don't know if it was the heat. I don't know what it was, but I got to tell you, that was, you were there, so I'm going to ask you, that sure looked like a pretty disappointing crowd to me on Sunday. For a Sunday day game?
People came over to get their hats and probably left home for the barbecue. That's the only way I can think of. Yeah, it was very disappointing. They said it was 44,000 or yeah, something like that that they sold, and that's what they really care, right?
I mean, know.
They wanted to come to the stadium. Of course, they want them to come and show up. They want that too. But if at least they can sell 44,000 tickets, they will be fine. So they, in both ways, plus they have the ballpark village and all the other stuff they have around for themselves. So I'm sure they want the people to go, but it's very disappointing to see the crowd that low, obviously here in St. Louis. But let me tell you this, Jimbo. We beat a good team in Arizona, right?
Right.
We beat them. We beat a good team. We got lucky that O'Neill had a four RBI game the other day. That was all the offense needed. And then yesterday we have that double down the line. He still struck out three times during the whole game. But we cannot have our guns, right? Our big guns, our guys. strike out three times, four times a game. And I mean, I don't know how to address it, man. Matt Carpenter, it is struggling. He's struggling big time. And I like Matt, you know, and whatever. And Fowler, I love Fowler. He got 244 yesterday, and Wong 244. But I mean, you can't have that if you want to win a division or getting to a playoff. I mean, you can't have guys like that. We need those guns. We lost Yadi to injury, and then Ozuna. So once those guys come back, I hope they put Martinez back in the lineup. I don't know, and I don't understand why, if he goes two games without a hit, he has to sit. I got no idea why they doing that, because we have more guys going 0-4 for days, maybe weeks, 0-4, and they still play. And they're really less talented than Martinez, hitting at least. But they still play. So I'm with you, Jimbo. They have to find a way to put the best eight guys out there consistently. I love myself some Bader. I love myself some Wong, Fowler, and Carpenter. But they're going to have to make up their mind if they want to win or they just want to please guys or something. So it depends on what they want.
Yeah, I would say this. I think if the Cardinals decide that they want to go all in on this thing, I'm trying to figure out what they do, because I'm trying to figure out, like, from a, I guess, what's the word I'm looking for here? From an organizational standpoint, if the Cardinals were to decide we need to make some serious changes maybe on how we look at this thing, what position are they in to make these changes? Because we've talked about it on here. Carpenter's public enemy number one, right? Like, he's got his supporters and they will always support him, right? Okay, so that's number one. Number two, but how do you move him if you decide it's time to move him? Because you just signed him to a 2-year contract for, I have no idea why. You gave him a 2-year extension when you didn't have to.
Say that again. Who was that again?
Matt Carpenter. Say you decide it's time to move on from him. You can't even move him.
And then you decide to give him a 2-year deal.
Well, that's what I'm saying. It doesn't make any sense.
It doesn't make any sense. Somebody's giving advice up there, I guess. I don't know who. I don't know what. But it doesn't make any sense for me either. So, whatever. I don't know what they're watching. Maybe they're watching highlights from the 3 months he had hot last year. They were watching the highlights, and I mean, everybody hits in the highlights, right? But on a daily basis, Jimbo and Will, it's really, really hard to watch that unfold. You know what I mean? It's really hard on a big league club, on any club. I'm not saying the Cardinals. I'm saying on anybody that you have going through that. When you pay him so much money and have him struggle like that, it is really, really hard to watch. And it happened before. This is not the first time ever. It has happened before where you give the guy the money, but he doesn't perform. It had happened before. This is not the first. So, but it's really getting to the point where fans are starting to get involved and they're getting upset about the whole thing. And they're going to notice, man.
I don't know. Like I said, I will say this. That's fine. They can say there were 40-something thousand people there Sunday because they came and picked up their hats. You were there. I saw it on TV. There might have been 20,000 people at that game. Am I wrong about that? I mean, it was a ton of empty seats. Now, I think I might have paid attention a little closer to it later in the game. Maybe it got hot, Cardinals were winning, maybe they left. But, I mean, was the stadium half full?
It was. But, like I said, as long as they see, as long as they at least, right? This is just at least as the fans pay the $44,000, so you know, pay the ticket to get in. I'm just assuming they'll be happy, you know. They will be.
Well, I know they get the sale of the ticket price, but those people that don't come to games don't spend money at concessions, and that's.
No, I know they don't. They don't like that either, Jimbo. They want people to be in the stadium. That's what they like. You know what I'm saying? They like that, but I don't know. At least in their back of their head, at least if they can see that the tickets were sold, they might be happy, man. They might be. Who knows?
Do you think? Well, here, let's do this. I like to do this. I like to give you a minute to think about a tough question. How about this? If you had your choice, and I know this is what fans are thinking, okay? If you had your choice, okay, would you rebuild? And I'm asking you this because it's a tough question, because it's twofold here. A rebuild signals we're throwing in the towel. And let's face it, a total rebuild takes 2-3 years minimum, right? Okay?
Yeah.
So I'm not sure I'm not sure what you do from here, because the reality of it is this quote-unquote farm system that was supposed to have all this talent in it, I'm not quite sure where it all is, okay? And I will say that some of those might be the kids you could bring up and could give you a spark, so you could go one of two ways. But if you start trading veterans, my question is, besides Ozuna, when he comes back, to be quite frank, who else do you have that somebody, like a bunch of people you think would be real interested in? Because I'm not quite sure where or what some of these other guys would bring, to be honest with you. So I want you to think about that, because I've said forever that I didn't think the Cardinal fan base could handle a rebuild. But the truth of the matter is, I'm beginning to, I'll save my piece. There you go. You think about that. You ask yourself while I'm doing our little spiel here, if you really think a rebuild might be in order. So while my man Benji and intern Will are thinking about that, because I want to get his thoughts as a fan, I want to remind you guys, check us out. TwoBirdsOnABat.com is where you can learn more about us. You guys can subscribe to the show there. You guys can check out our Two Birds bloggers. We appreciate the writing. It's great and really helps bring more awareness to our show. They do a great job for sure. Subscribing to the show is free, and it helps you stay up to date with us and our schedule this summer. And it's my fault. It's been all over the place, and I appreciate Benji and Will and everybody for kind of staying with us through the weird schedule. Want to check us out on social media at Birds on a Bat Show on Twitter. If you're a Cardinal fan and follow us, we're going to follow you back. Our ask is always to check us out on Facebook. Type in Two Birds on a Bat, like our Facebook page. You'll see our pinned post is 99 times out of 100 going to be the show. If you'll like it, comment on it and share it. That's how we reach more people. It would mean a lot to us. Inviting your friends to like our page is always important as well. Would love to have more and more people involved in that as well. Always Instagram as well, Two Birds on a Bat Show. And you can find us at lineupmediagroup.fm, home of Yo Radio, the newest streaming platform. Download it for free on your mobile device today. Very happy to be partnered up with so many great people. I know we all saw a great picture of our man Benji over at Adam's Smokehouse this weekend. Never disappoints. What'd you have, Benji? What'd you eat?
I always go out there and get my ribs. I don't go out there and get anything else. I think the ribs are great. I got a plate of ribs and a pasta salad, man. That's my favorite.
Oh yeah, that pasta salad's amazing. And as always, I'm sure he sent some ribs for the clubhouse for Yachty, I'm sure.
No, I didn't want to bug him.
Busy? He was a little busy? Yeah, well, Will's shaking his head. Intern Will works for him. I'm like, was he busy? And Will's shaking his head. It's like, it's always busy at Adam, so that's a good thing, I guess, huh?
Mm-hmm. It's always busy, and I love it. I just don't want to take advantage of our friend and our guy, man. That guy has been so nice to me and our families, you know.
Oh, sure.
I just didn't want to take advantage, so I just I didn't even give him a chance, Jimbo.
Yeah, I know. He's a good dude, man, and he takes care of us. He takes care of all of his customers. The atmosphere is great. And as we mentioned, the food is just tremendous. It doesn't matter what you get, whether it's one of the specials. Of course, the ribs, the pasta salad, all the sides are fantastic. They do big box lunch orders. They do catering, which is amazing. And, of course, don't forget, open on Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday till 7. They do deliver to certain zip codes. And I'm sorry, I know we're partial, but we think it's the best barbecue in St. Louis. That's Adam's Smokehouse, located on Watson Road, St. Louis. Here's your cue. To all my friends at Gators Baseball Academy, thanks for doing what you do, both Missouri and the Illinois side. We had a massive turnout for youth tryouts over here in Illinois, and the club is building and growing as we speak. High school stuff starts this week, and the turnout for that looks to be as equally impressive. I'm excited to be a part of their growth over in Illinois. If you want to learn more about tryouts and things like that, you guys can message me through any of the sites. But their four-pillar system is awesome, and I think you guys will enjoy getting associated with GatorsBaseballAcademy.com. To my friend Dr. Kristen Jacobs for all she does for so many people with her Ooh La La Spa Anti-Aging and Wellness Center. She wants to remind you, don't forget, just because it's not May, every day should be Skin Cancer Awareness Month. It's such a serious thing. And some people don't think about it until it's too late. So think about it today. Protect your skin. It's the only one you're going to have, as we talk about. So make sure you guys do that. DrKristenJacobs.com. All right, Benji. All right. You got a lot to think about here. So it's a two-part question. All right. I'll start with you. Number one. So the two-part is this. Would you rebuild personally? Let's start with that. Would you tear this thing down and start over?
No. Heck no. Heck no. I'm talking about me as a player, but I'm also talking about as a fan. That will destroy your city. That will absolutely devastate your city. Think about it. Rebuild. Think about it. You're going to be compared to the Miami Marlins, Kansas City Royals. They are doing that. They are rebuilding. Heck no, I would not do that, Jimbo. I would not even try it. I would not even think about doing it. I think it'll be disrespectful for the fans. I think it'll be disrespectful for the organization itself. But I would not even consider one bit having to go reveal. Another reason is this division. Look, we played horrible. Well, not horrible because we are obviously in the 500s, but not horrible. But we played bad. We played bad. We've had a good April, and then later on we played bad, and we're still three games out. You see what I'm saying? We played bad, and we have guys struggling in our lineup. We have four guys in our lineup that are most of the days out because that's just the truth, right? So for us to rebuild just for that, I don't get it. I would not be happy with it. So I would never even consider that.
Yeah, I would say it'd be tough. I think the hardest part here is about rebuild. I'm going to tell you how I feel about it. I think I'm not so sure I wouldn't do it. I think the problem is, and I'll tell you my reasons why. The problem for me at the end of the day is Yachty. That's really the problem for me at the end of the day. How do you look that guy in the eye and say we're rebuilding after he has stuck with your franchise for his entire career? I mean, listen,
remember, you still have to think about the team. We're talking about the team. I know Yachty is here for a couple of years.
I know.
But that makes the decision of not rebuilding a lot easier. But it's the team, too. You know, you have to. I wouldn't rebuild for Yachty either. I mean, I wouldn't. How do you say that? I wouldn't do it.
Because of Yachty, yeah.
Yeah, but I would do it because of Yachty, too. I would not do the rebuilding because of Yachty because I want him to win, too, on his final years, Jimbo.
Right, that's what I'm saying. But
you still have to think about your team and fans. And when you rebuild, believe me, they do not want to lose that kind of money. They do not want to lose that kind of fan. Because these fans here are passionate. They're passionate about St. Louis, the Cardinals. And if they see a rebuild, just think about for a second. You and Will are a fan for life for the Cardinals. Like, you guys grew up around here, and you are a Cardinals fan for life. Think about it for a second. We are rebuilding the next 2 years. Now, think about it.
Yeah, no, I agree. So hear me out on this, and I'll tell you where I'm at on it, okay? And it's this simple for me, if I look at it, okay? I'm not so sure, how do I say this? I like some of the young guys that they have in the mind. I think they're exciting. It doesn't mean they're going to be what we hope they'll be, right? Like, we know the word potential and things like that, but these fans are showing up right now and things are not good. Like, I don't know that it would kill them, to be quite honest with you. Like, I'm sitting here looking at all of them going, would it be much different? I don't know, because I'm really trying to figure out in the end, you know, what everybody's doing.
Well, right now, we're not rebuilding. We're not rebuilding right now.
Yeah, but we ain't winning either. But we're not winning either.
No. I'm saying that we're not rebuilding. We don't have that tag.
Right. Okay, yeah, I'll go with that. Yeah, I understand that.
We don't have the tag that the Cardinals are rebuilding.
Right.
So people are going to show up. People are going to be, you know, they're going to come to the stadium because they think they want to win. But as soon as you, as the organization, Jimbo and Will, put that tag on yourself and say you're rebuilding, I bet you anything, it might change.
You think that would be the straw, so to speak, that breaks the camel's back? Will, as a fan, could you live through a rebuild? Could you sell yourself on the fact that it's good for us and we needed it? Like, is that, I mean, I think that's the only way you get through it as a fan, but how about you personally?
My answer is a strong maybe.
A strong maybe. I mean, come on, way to take a side, Will. Let's go. Well, come on.
The thing is that everybody in our division is trying to give it away, and
that's true. That makes it tough. Yeah.
It'd be different if we were in the NL West and we'd be back, you know, 15 games.
How about that, Benji? That's a great point by Will. What if we were like, you know, here we are going on year four, right? Like, if we don't make the playoffs, this would be 4 years in a row. Let's just say that whether it's the Cubs or the Brewers are doing what we thought they would do and they're running away with this thing. Would that change your mind? Or do you think, heck no, not only does it not change my mind, it tells me we need to go get better players and compete right now.
Well, it's both, I think, because they've been losing. Like, let's take Kansas City, for example. How many years has it been since they won that one? And how many years has it been since they've been losing? That's been quite a few years, right?
Yeah, so true.
In a way, they're rebuilding. Even if they don't want to, they're obligated to rebuild, Jimbo,
right?
Because they are losing and they're just going through the minor league system like crazy. So that, for me, tells me they're rebuilding on losing terms. Like, when you're losing, you're actually rebuilding because you bring young guys. Let's put that example of the Orioles. Now let's go to the Orioles. Do you think they're rebuilding?
Yeah, I don't know I'm not sure what they're doing.
They better be rebuilding because they're losing like crazy, right?
Yeah.
So that's what I'm trying to say. If you lose, you're automatically rebuilding because you bring young guys down, you bring young arms, you bring people to get at bat, to get to, like, the Marlins. They're putting everybody in, you know, they're putting everybody into the game right now in the Marlins. Why? Because they're rebuilding. But the tag makes the difference, I think. You know what I'm saying? The tag. That tag that says Cardinals are rebuilding. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, I understand. And I know that that's a big part of it. But I don't know.
If you lose, it makes it simple. How's that?
Yeah, that's true.
If you lose, it makes it a lot simpler that you could say, wow, man, they might not say we're rebuilding, but we have three guys that should be in the minors.
Yeah.
Or something like that. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's an interesting thing.
Okay. I want to ask you guys something.
Okay.
I want to see what you guys think of these. I've been thinking of these. And like I said, I love my guys. I love our guys, right? So, Bader. Is he a number one player, a regular player in another team? Yes or no? You know, like a yes or no thing.
Is Harrison – okay, say it again. Say it again.
Is Harrison Bader starting nine, starting eight?
For another team?
Yeah.
Not a team that's very good.
No, right?
Yeah,
no.
What
do you got?
Yeah, no.
I agree. I think he's a defensive replacement on a good team and a starter on a bad team.
All right, there we go. So now let's go back to Wong. Do you think Wong is a starting second baseman in another team?
Wong's an interesting cat for me only because, see, I know what you're doing, Benji, and what I'll say is this. I know where you're going with this, and I like what you're doing. Here's the interesting thing about a guy like a Bader or a Wong. Because of their skill set, you could put them on a really, really good team if the whole team had ballers on it and you said, you know what, we're getting killed defensively at this position. And we've got plenty of guys that can hit. So let's go with a Colton Wong, and he'll solidify our infield. We can bat him eighth. We could bat him ninth and just let him get down there and tell him, look, we just want you to try to get on base and utilize your base running abilities. But we don't have that because, as you said 100 times, we don't have any ballers.
We can't afford that.
Right. That's the problem. Mm-hmm. And I've said that since day one.
And that's the point here.
Right.
That you got Fowler that came in with big price, right? I mean, we paid good money for him and
everything
is great, right? I mean, he's a – I don't have anything against him, believe me. I'm up for him and I like him and everything. But is he a starter in another team right now? Right now, I mean, that's just simple, right? That makes it simple. Is he a starter right now somewhere? And it's hard to find a spot, right? Now, it's not that he cannot be. If he's on his game, obviously he can, right? I mean, we all seen what he can do. I'm just talking about right now. And then Matt Carpenter. Is he a starter in any other team in the league? Any other?
No. Right now. Listen, the only reason this guy's playing is because he makes $15 million, $17 million a year and signed for 3 more years. That's it. There's no other reason to play him.
But you see what I'm saying, Jimbo?
Yeah, I know what you're saying.
Those are 4 guys in our lineup. Jimbo and Will. Those guys are 4 guys in our lineup. You see what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
I'm not dogging them or anything by any means. I'm not trying to dog anybody here. I don't like that. But they are in the lineup that we put out there on a regular basis. So when you see yourself 45 and 45 or whatever it is, 46 and 45, don't fight. Don't argue. Don't cry. You see what I'm saying? Don't cry because you have 4 guys out of 9 or out of 8. You have 4 guys that are not performing to their best. And we steal 3 games out. So don't cry. Just let's have it, you know?
Yeah, you know, and I'll say this, and I'm with you on this. This is the thing that really, really, as always has me going, like, running circles in my own mind. You know, when you try to start thinking about how do we fix a problem, and you look at it and you say, I think there's pieces there. Is it worth it to tear it down? Or to be honest, what if I went the other way and I added some stuff to this? What if I truly added some stuff to this and decided, you know what? I'm going to fix this thing and I'm going to add the right people and we're going to do this thing. You know what I mean?
Well, let me tell you this and let me hear what you guys think.
Okay.
When you have guys that play the game and guys that have done it in the highest level, like going to playoff, going to World Series, whatever, you know, guys who has done it, Jimbo,
right,
and Will, guy who has been great, great players. And when you have those guys, and they're the one saying all these things, what do you think? You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
when you have those guys that has been going, that has done it and been great players in their past, and they have won World Series, and even managers have said it to me. So why is not that credible? You see what I'm saying? How in the world is that not credible? When guys who have done it and been great and been Hall of Fame managers are saying the same freaking thing we're discussing here. So why is, you know what I'm saying?
I do, yeah.
Whenever those guys say that to me, I'm like, whoa, I better listen. Because it's not just fans out there that are criticizing. Not all of them, but they're not out there criticizing. They're just, they know the game. They know who they are. They know how to win. They know how to build a team. And they're saying that. That's what gets to my head.
Well, let me ask you this question, and this is where we'll end it for today, because like I said, I mean, we're kind of in, it just feels like a rut. So how do you get out of the rut? So my question to you is this. I hate to say this, but because I feel like I'm not giving the front office a little bit of credit. I mean, they did go sign Andrew Miller, and while he's been up and down, you know, they did try to fill the needs, and they did commit to him. They did go out and get Paul Goldschmidt, and they did commit to him. But at this juncture,
right,
it's a front office's job to always be working and trying to improve their club. And when you look at this team, would, if the front office went out and got a guy, I think it reinvigorates both the fan base and the clubhouse. Like, let's just throw out a hypothetical. Everybody's talking about Trevor Bauer. What do you think happens to this team if they go out and get a Trevor Bauer? Does that not really re-energize both the clubhouse and the fan base? That seems to me like the type of move that would really shift us in the right direction. Am I crazy?
No, it'll help. We have a 3, 4, and 5 players in our starting rotation. We don't have a number one like Bauer, and he might be a number two. But it will help big time. It would help, Jimbo. I know. It would help. Anybody that you bring as an upgrade on any position, it will help. The problem here for me is we have the guys, like you said. We have the guys the organization brought them. We have to do it. Those guys that you just mentioned, those guys that we were just talking about right now, and we were saying some things about them, those guys need to do their job. They need to do it. It's not easy. I'm not trying to say it's easy. I'm not trying to sit here and say, oh, yeah, it's easy to hit. No. That's not what I'm saying here. What I'm trying to tell you, Jimbo and Will, is that we have to have the guys do the job. We cannot mention organization. We cannot mention coaching because that's their favorite thing here in St. Louis, fire the coach. So we cannot mention that. We have guys that have produced before. We have guys that have done the good job before. But they're not doing it right now, and that's why we're struggling. So we need to have the guys do it. And that's the bottom line for me, in my opinion. If we need to have guys do it, do their job, you know, like start hitting or start doing what they do best. You know what I'm saying?
Sure. And I'm with you on it. I mean, I don't know where, not 100% sure where Will is on it. Like, Will is a fan. I like talking to you about this because I want, you know, I always ask you, I want you to think about it from a fan's perspective. I don't want you to try to give me the right answer. I want your passionate fan thing.
Oh, as a fan.
Yeah, as a fan. If they went out and traded for a dude, what does that do for you as a fan? Does that make you feel like, is it more about, okay, they're going to be better, or does it make you feel better because then you think the management and the ownership group is addressing your concerns?
Yeah, it gets me excited. If they address a need and it makes me feel like they can go on a 10-game winning streak, that solves a lot of issues. Just my only problem with a guy like Trevor Bauer is I don't know what it would take.
Yeah. Well, yeah, we all say that, right? Like, none of us know what it's going to take, and that's ultimately the problem, right? Like, yeah, it's real easy for me to sit here. Real easy for me to sit here and say, go get Trevor Bauer, and John Mozeliak would look at me and go, okay, Mr. Cromer. Okay, Mr. Cromer, what do you suggest we trade? Because they're going to want to start with Nolan Gorman and Dylan, Carlson, and they'd probably also like us to throw in Jack Flaherty. Would you like us to go ahead and make that trade? That's what he'd say to me, something like that.
But that's great to get Bauer and everything, but we have acquired players.
Right.
We have done it. They have done it. The office. They acquired Paul Goldschmidt the year before, Ozuna. They acquired Andrew Miller. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, you're right. They've tried.
They've been quiet.
Okay.
They haven't been quiet. They acquired Brett Holland when everybody was asking for him.
Right.
It just didn't work. And you can bring Bellander right now. You know? Justin Bellander, you can bring him in, and he might not even do the job. Doing your job. It's doing it. It's getting RBIs when it's needed. It's getting the guy over when it's needed. It's bunting. It's hit and running. But it's doing it. I'm a big believer on doing it. Doing it. Do it. It's easy. It's easy to hit home runs in BP. Let me see how far I can hit that. But why not work on a runner on second base with two outs? Work on that, because that happens a lot. A runner at third base with two outs. Work on that one. Work on base hit. Work on men on first and hitting that hole first and second. For first and third with nobody out. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's doing it. Do we have those guys to do that?
And working on beating the shift too.
Yeah. I mean, it's interesting to say the least. You know, I don't want to sit here and say that I don't think guys are working, you know, because I think they are. You know what I mean? Like, I want to believe guys, you know, every one of these guys is trying to get better. I want to believe that that's everybody's heading down that right path. But
they are, Jimbo. All of them are. Houston is working. Who else? Kansas City. They're working hard every day. Baltimore, they're working really hard every day on things. They're getting better. We all know that they're working. We all know that they work super hard. They get into the stadium early. They get their BP early. They get everything early and work their butt off. They sweat. They struggle, but they sweat, and they keep working at it. But you see what I'm saying?
Yeah. No, it makes sense.
They're all working. It's when you have a team that do it, you have more success. When you have a team that is struggling to do it, then you have these, you know, these situations.
Well, I mean, you know, we're entering a stretch here where, you know, I mean, just being honest, like, we're getting ready to play two teams that we sit ahead of in the standings. Okay, we're getting ready to play the Pirates at home, and then we go on the road and play the Reds. I don't know about you, but maybe, and you tell me, like, we should know a whole lot more, I would think, about where we sit a week from today. Would you not agree with that?
Yeah, I think so. I think so, because you play divisional guys now, and not only that, Jimbo, every game is important for the Cardinals, no matter who they face. I know that. But the division guys are always, you know, at best, if you can get them, if you can win them. I don't know if it makes any difference if it's whoever, you know. I think it's every game. Let's go out every single game, Jimbo. Let's go out and try to win every single game. I know you're not going to win them all, but at least have your best guys out. The guys that are struggling, talk to them and say, hey, man, we need you. We need you. I'm sure they have, but I'm just saying what they do in there, you know?
Yeah, no, I understand.
Hey, man, we need you. Right. We need you. We need you to perform. We need you to get RBIs, because that's how we're going to win. We need RBIs. We need runs. The guy's pitching. We need 5-6 innings. So let's go. You know, it's about doing time. It's not about, okay, I'm trying. Okay, I'm trying. I'm working hard. We all know that. We all know that they're working hard. And I did when I was playing. It's really hard to hit. It's really hard.
Oh, yeah, it's not easy. Yeah, not easy
it's
at
really
all.
Hard to, yeah, it's really hard to hit your spot. But the ones that do it, they get higher in the standings. The guys who don't do those things, they find themselves struggling to get up in the standings. And that's just very simple.
Yeah, it's. I mean, I've said it once. I'll say it again. I mean, you know, you guys, players, make this thing look really easy sometimes. But if you look at this week, with the teams that the Cardinals play, I mean, you know, you're gonna see where you're at. You know, the Cubs and what they do will dictate also kind of. You know, that same Reds team that we're gonna play plays the Cubs this week. You know, Milwaukee gets Atlanta, who's been great. So, you know, we could see. I mean, the reality of it is, I'm sitting here saying this, but the way this season has went, we could be 7 days from now and
in first place,
and we could be in first place, or we could be sitting right where we're at because of the way the thing has went. And it just feels blah. So we'll see. But really glad you got to get in town this weekend, man. We missed you. I know we had a great time at Patio's, and I know Big Will today is going to be working on. A lot of people have wanted to know, like, our schedule. We do have that mapped out now for the upcoming 3 dates that we have left to do at Patio. So we'll be sending that out today. So appreciate the conversation, as always, with Benji Molina at Patio's. You guys can look for those today. I do want to thank everybody for joining us today. Hope you guys enjoyed the show. It's a tough thing right now because a lot of people have a difference of opinion on how to fix this thing. I think I'm with Benji on this. I mean, the guys have to fix it. The guys have to play better. The guys, you've got guys that can play a little bit. Let's let them play. Let the guys play.
And rebuild is really hard to think because we are three games out. How the heck do you think in your head of rebuild when you are 3 freaking games out of first place?
Yeah.
How?
I agree.
If you were 13, 14, 15, I could give you that. But shoot, man, we're 3 games out, 4 games out. Feel good, you know? Like, still, you can steal one guy away maybe to carry this team and be in a hunt.
No, I agree. I think you're dead on. So thanks for being on today. I want to thank my intern, Will, as well. And want to encourage everybody to make sure you guys check us out at twobirdsonabat.com. Subscribe to the show. Check out our Two Birds bloggers. Hit us up on Twitter at Birds on a Bat Show. Check us out on Facebook, Two Birds on a Bat. Like our page. Find our post. Like it. Share it. Please invite your friends as well. Instagram, Two Birds on a Bat Show, and of course, as part of lineupmediagroup.fm, home of Yale Radio, the newest streaming platform. I want to thank our partners, of course, Randy Green with InnovativeCompanies.com, residential, commercial, industrial, doesn't matter, he's got you covered. 35 years of experience in a second-generation craftsman, that's Randy Green, InnovativeCompanies.com. Gators Baseball Academy, thank you for your continued support, proud to be associated with you guys and all you do. DrKristenJacobs.com. Remember, every day is Skin Cancer Awareness Day as far as Dr. Kristen Jacobs is concerned. Adam Smokehouse, I'm getting hungry just thinking about it. Located on Watson Road, open till 7 on Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Thursdays. Get your box lunch orders in, and if you need catering, give our friend Mike a call. That's Adam Smokehouse, St. Louis. Here's your cue. To all of our partners on social media, Chris Lawless, Cardinals Nation, Cardinals 24/7, thanks for your support. And guys, make sure you check out his great Facebook pages. Mick Light over at Art City Media and all the great things that he does in town here as well. My friend Ron Nuttall, who you'll be seeing some stuff from us very soon. Cards on Deck, great stuff from him. Team of Rivals podcast, they do a tremendous job. Vicky and Linda do so many great things on Facebook as well with I Am a Cardinal Fan, Yes I Am. And of course, one of our favorites, fans of Yadier Molina. Them groups mean a lot to us. Cardinal Freak, STL Cardinals, St. Louis Cardinals Nation, some more of the great ones. St. Louis Cardinals Crew, STL Cardinals Crew, great stuff, and we do appreciate it. For my friend Benji Molina and, of course, intern Will, I'm Jim Cromer. This is Two Birds on a Bat. Let's go, Birds!
Let's go, Birds!
Yeah.
This podcast was a presentation of lightupmedia.fm.